I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And this is Cinema Classics.
Yeah.
An alabaster beauty.
Hitchcock would have cast Nicole Kidman. She can be icy. I don't know. I feel like she's kind of imperious, you know?
That's a great word,
too. She would have been one of Hitchcock's go-to blondes.
I wonder how her husbands have felt with this towering beauty. Obviously a very strong-willed woman.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Cruise, it was the strangest marriage I've seen forever.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand it. Not only the fact that when she divorced him, she said how happy she was she could wear high heels again. Jeez.
That's funny.
And Keith Urban, for a wedding present, he presents her with a first edition of Wuthering Heights, $200,000.
Really surprised at the longevity of her career and the diversity of it. She starts off in a little movie called Dead Calm.
Oh, remember yes.
That?
Yes, I do.
Thriller on a boat.
Yeah. It was actually a great little film.
Yeah. She sort of skyrocketed to fame. Her and Tom Cruise made that big, they became an item, and then they made that big Ron Howard spectacle, Far and Away. You remember that Irish
romantic
that's epic?
They were in three films together, I think.
Okay, Days of Thunder.
Yeah, boy.
Far and Away.
Yep.
And Eyes Wide Shut.
Yep.
Which is a great movie. I think it's an underrated Kubrick movie.
It's a very textured film. But what I love about it are the rumors that they have to have a sex therapist on.
That's ridiculous. Let's face it, audiences don't necessarily warm up to her. You never see her in a romantic comedy. You don't respond to her in the way you respond to Julia Roberts or Meg Ryan.
Probably the closest thing would be Moulin Rouge before she...
Yeah, where she's like a little lighter,
yeah.
She's having a little more fun.
Right. She has more talent than Grace Kelly, but she has the icy quality that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They have such perfect features. I always think it's been an extra burden on them to be able to have the kind of success you're talking about, or the range of her acting.
Yeah.
And she's got 84, I think, entries in her filmography.
Crazy. I know.
And three last year? And look at the difference in those three.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She was in Aquaman.
Right.
Which is kind of silly.
And she was in Boy Erased, which is a far more serious
piece
of business.
Oh, yes, the one with Lucas Hedges.
Yes, right. Yeah. So she plays a serious mom who needs to support her son.
Destroyer. What is up with that movie?
It's goofy, man.
Is it tongue-in-cheek?
It's serious. Charlize Theron type of role. You know.
You mean like Monster, like where
exactly.
She like looks all
exactly.
Haggard. And...
Right, right. You barely know her.
What's the premise of it?
It's a revenge theme. It just looks like it's patterned after all of these. If she were a man, she'd be Liam Neeson.
Okay, okay.
Okay. Here's an actress you don't always think about with range.
Mm-hmm. Okay, why don't we think of her as range? She's like an Academy Award winning actress.
She is. I think her beauty and that reserve that you picked on keep us from thinking about her in a way. Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think about Meryl Streep? But you just don't, you think... 100 different roles and 100 different voices.
Immediately say Meryl Streep, you have this warm gush of feeling. You're like, oh, Meryl Streep's so great.
Yes.
So talented. You know, it's funny. During the Golden Globes, you remember recently? She presented, I think, the Best Actor Award at the Golden Globes. And Rami Malek won for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
As she was walking off stage, he went to hug her. And she just like blew right by him. Didn't give him the time of day. It became like a little online thing, right? Because it was so embarrassing. And people thought she snubbed him. They know each other. They actually know each other.
Right.
And she's still so just aloof.
She's not afraid of doing odd roles like the killing of the sacred deer.
She's got great taste in movies.
Yes, yeah. And all of this won Oscar.
Yeah, for The Hours.
Her favorite movies. Gone with the Wind.
Okay.
Breaking the Waves. The Wizard of Oz. Grease. Rear Window.
It's a nice little spate of favorite films there.
Who she's friends with. Russell Crowe. Okay, so that's the Australian connection.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Renee Zellweger.
Mm-hmm.
George Clooney. Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen Chenoweth. I don't know. I don't know. Right.
Well,
but I know.
As eclectic as her taste in movies.
Well, that's Nicole Kidman. The woman could look 25.
What good plastic surgery would do. And you can't really tell plastic surgery because she's so high up.
Keith Urban is looking up all the time.
Yeah.
Thinking to himself, what a lucky guy I am. Support for Cinema Classics comes from Film Columbus, enriching our community to make Columbus a destination for film education, exhibition, and production. Learn more at filmcolumbus.com. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.